Vanderbilt, a 31-24 winner over Kentucky from Lexington, as we head to the locker room to visit with the victorious coach, Coach Bobby Johnson. And Coach, just I think Bob Horner asked you earlier, just how cold was that little shower you got on the sideline at the end of the game?
Didn't matter. Didn't mind at all. I take another one right now.
Your answer, anytime you got that fifth win was, what does it mean? And your answer was always, well, it means we get a chance to get the sixth one.
Exactly.
But this one has got to be a little bit different.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, after four losses and, you know, people questioning our team, and I was just proud of our guys for coming out ready to play. They were jacked up, ready to go, and we got off to a great start, and the game shouldn't have been as close as it was, but, you know, mistakes here and there, but we battled it out. You know, we just hung in there and made some plays, and you know, we got some playmakers on the team, and they stepped up.
I was going to ask you, this is by far the best start you've gotten off to in a game. To what do you attribute that?
Well, I thought we had a great plan offensively. We wanted to bring Chris in and play because we felt like we were going to have to run the quarterback a great deal this week to win because of our receivers were hurt. We didn't even have Jamie Graham on the trip, and George was questionable of how long he could play with a hamstring. And then, you know, we stepped up and, you know, got some defensive stops, and the offense kept rolling. And then they went for it on fourth down one time, and Bryant stepped up and kicked the field goal, and that gave us a little boost. So, you know, we just had some good things going for us in the first half.
Did with the offense being on the field as much as it was in the first half, and then the defense not out there very much, did that allow you the opportunity to feel free to play DJ more on offense than normal?
DJ more?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I wish we had two of him. It did. It makes it a lot easier. But DJ's in fantastic shape, and if anybody could go both ways and probably play every play, it would be him. But obviously, we don't want to do that. We don't have to do that. But anytime we said, "Hey, DJ, can you go?" He's, "Oh yes, sir, I'm ready." You know. So, but it did save us some heartbeats when he didn't have to go out there and we had the ball all the first half.
But you mentioned heartbeats. I imagine your heart skipped a few beats. Special teams, I know, has got to still be continuing to concern you. And tonight, you know, sort of cropped up again on a couple of occasions.
Well, we had, you know, fumbled punts and, you know, almost blocked kicks. But our guys hung in there, and, heck, they were roughing our punter. That's what I was worried about. I didn't know if he was going to survive the game. You know, they were killing him, but a couple of times they weren't close to blocking the kick, and they kept on coming, and we appreciate the yardage.
Certainly. We'll take a break, continue with the coach right after this. Vanderbilt, a 31-24 win over Kentucky to move to 6-4 on the season. Bobby, you told me in the pregame you really would like to keep Cobb from running the football and make him throw it. When you look at the final stats, you hold Kentucky to 97 yards on the ground, 144 in the air. I would say from that standpoint defensively, you're probably pretty happy with the way that all went.
We played well defensively. Like I said, the game shouldn't have been that close. We fumbled one down on about the 10-yard line, and then we allowed the block field goal to go all the way back. So the defense really played well.
On the other side, you rushed for 213 yards, and I know you had said you really thought, as with Chris playing tonight, there was going to be a big focus. And I noticed, you know, Jared Hawkins kind of gets lost in this. 15 carries, 84 yards. There were some times where the line just sort of blew guys out and moved downfield.
They did an excellent job, and Jared ran hard, and you know, Chris made some things happen with his legs, and that was the plan. You know, we felt like we'd do that, and not that McKenzie couldn't, but you know, I don't think he could have held up with the pounding that you would get with that hip.
Talk about now, toward the end of the game, you had one of the timeouts over there, and the entire team came out and gathered around you out there on the field. What was that about?
Well, they were just trying to help each other, and they wanted the defense to know that, you know, they were behind them, and, you know, we were all going out there wanting to win the game, and Yeah, they were just out there supporting their teammates.
Yeah, that wasn't a strategy session. That was just a motivational one, wasn't it?
No. It was big, and our guys, you know, stepped up, answered the call.
Amazing to do it. You know, you didn't have Jamie, so you're really trying to piecemeal it together offensively at the receiver position. I know Alex is still trying to go a little bit, and George is not 100%. I wonder if you look over and say, what are we going to do? We're running out of bodies over here.
Well, it's a long season, and you do run out of bodies, and I think Alex got banged up a little bit tonight, and, you know, so... It's been tough sledding, especially for that receiver core.
Well, now you've got that interesting thing to deal with. You come off this huge emotional win, and you got to have to get ready for Tennessee next week. I know it's a good problem to have, but you're going to have to deal with that this week.
Well, you know, the good thing, I think our confidence will be up, and I think once you taste, you know the good stuff, that you want to continue to do that, and I think our guys are smart enough to know that we have to work hard, practice hard, prepare hard to have a chance to win against anybody.
Is the best part of this that you won't have to worry about being asked, is this the year you get six anymore?
Hopefully they won't ask that anymore, but I'm going to have to explain how happy we are that we do have six. But that's not a bad duty.
That's right. Coach, congratulations.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.